May 31st, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Ilahi Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the Tafsir of Imam Warafuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. The Quran, Surah 74, Ayat 1 to 3, O you and mental arrays, warn. The Quran, Surah 6, Ayat 69 and 70, duty to remind. The Quran, Surah 62, Ayat 9 to 10, when the call is made, leave off business. So if you are really a Muslim, we have to be an active and not a passive community. We are not a call of sheep, dreamers, or spacewalkers. The Muslim is called by God to be an active community. As a Muslim, you have to register concerns of those around you. You must be concerned with whether they are being mistreated or suffering the burden of their own ignorance. If they need to be enlightened, you are obligated to enlighten them. You must also ask yourself questions such as, are they without business sense? For what reason? Do they have nothing but a life of dependency? If they are your Muslim brothers and sisters, and you are business wise, it is your obligation to enlighten them. You must also be concerned if those around you are giving themselves to wild and injurious kinds of influences in this Western culture. If you are aware of those damaging, injurious influences, and you see them giving themselves to those influences, then you are obligated to help them. The Muslim is obligated to stand up and meet the challenge from those things that will work to take us out of the excellent form and excellent future God intended for his creatures. Muslims are protesters when we give our declaration of faith, Kalima, as a protest, or we could affirm and just say God is one God, but no, we first say that in Arabic, which means no, that in itself is a protest. We not only say that God is one God, but we say no God but God. That carries a message of one who is protesting. Many of us are afraid to get in the moral army to fight for moral excellence in our immediate surroundings. Many of us are afraid to get into the army for better education. Many of us are afraid to get in the army for better living conditions in our neighborhoods. Many of us are afraid to get in the army of protest by the consumer against those who ignore this humanity. Treat man as though he is a vile animal, selling him inferior merchandise at high prices. When God is our greatest love, and when our desire is to be pleasing before him more so than it is before our associates, that is when we will have the strength to do what is required of us. Many of us fail to get in the army of law-abiding citizens when we see moral violators all around us, such as thieves, shoplifters, and vandals. Many of us live with these things without a burden on our conscience. If you can tolerate those things, you are not the Muslim community that God wants. A Muslim community must rise up to the challenge and meet the challenge. God has obligated us to go against and resist all that is bad. We are to insist upon what is good, what is excellent, and we are to prohibit what is wrong, bad, or degrading. We cannot claim to be Muslims if we are not willing to wear that principle and bear that responsibility. For God says, if you fail, I will raise up another people, and they will not fear the accusations, the criticism of those who criticize. Many of us cannot accept being unpopular. We say to ourselves, Oh God knows my heart, but I go all the way with this religion. I'm going to be unpopular with my associates. Well, if that is the way you feel and think, then you are not the one to carry out that great responsibility God has placed upon the Muslims of advancing right and resisting wrong. Those who can carry out that responsibility must first be strong enough not to be dispirited, hurt, or checked, or made weak by the fear of being unpopular. When we cannot be strong if we worry about being unpopular, when God is our greatest love, and when our desire is to be pleasing before Him more so than it is before our associates, that is when we will have the strength to do what is required of us. It is a requirement for the Muslim to obey the will of God and to please Him of what He has asked of us. That is the real Muslim. That is what the Muslim, that is what it means when we say a Muslim is one yielding to the will and yielding to the Spirit to God. It means that you live most of all to satisfy what God has required of you. You live to meet God's demand and not the expectation of the people if their expectation is against what God has asked of you. Many of us have fallen short in living the life of a Muslim as a follower of Prophet Muhammad. Many have fallen short because they just don't know. Therefore, it is an obligation on those who know to bring the message clearly to the people. The obligation was on our prophet, and he informed us that the same obligation or burden is on those who follow him. God says to us in the Quran, O you who believe, bow down and prostrate yourself and adorn your Lord. And adorn your Lord and do good that you may prosper and strive in his cause as you ought to strive with sincerity and discipline. He has chosen you and has imposed no difficulty on you in religion. It was the faith of your father Abraham. It is he who named you Muslim, both before and in this revelation. The messenger may be a witness for you, and you be a witness for mankind. From the above verse, we see that the prophet will be a witness for us before God, and we are a witness before God with the people. If we carry out the responsibility, then when we are before God, we will be a witness and say, God, those people had no excuse for what they did and for the path they took. So we live true to our religion amongst them. God didn't say that the prophet and his followers are witnesses to Muslims only. He said that we are witnesses to the people, meaning all people, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. It is also an obligation on the Muslim to warn their near relatives. The Holy Quran says, and warn your nearest kinsmen And if they disobey you, say, I am free of the responsibility for what you do. Conversion to Islam was by good conduct. Many nations became Muslim not because something or someone preached to them, but because they observed the life of good Muslims in their nation and decided that they wanted to be a Muslim. That happened in much of Africa. The Africans saw the life of the Muslim and they were attracted to that life. Certainly, there were preachers, but most of the conversion came by the excellent example of Islamic life that Muslims lived. Out of necessity, the Muslims traded and visited with Africans, and many of them came to introduce the religion. But the religion grew in Africa of the good example that Muslims showed to all people by living the excellence of Islamic life. And this is the way we want to be. We want to live the Islamic life so that it may be an influence on others who observe how we live. Indonesia, a country that has the biggest Muslim population, was converted in the same. Indonesia have over 100 million Muslims, and nobody came in there and conquered them with weapons. Nobody preached them into the religion with a missionary movement to convert them. Indonesia became Muslim because it dealt with Muslim traders and Muslim business people. They were converted to the lifestyle of the good Muslim. These are the facts that everyone should know, especially the Muslims. For centuries, there has been an ugly war of false propaganda against the religion of Islam, and we want to correct this incorrect view by our examples and lifestyle. It is not good for an imam to come out on Friday, Jummah, and Sunday with his khutbah lecture and then go back and the people not see him anymore until the next Friday. This is especially so if he is not working on a job or if he does not have a business to run. Prophet Muhammad didn't regard those who only devoted themselves to ritualistic and spiritual devotion with the same regard as those who were devoted spiritually, as well as working to help build the foundation of community. Prophet Muhammad was a man who did both. Allah tells Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him in the Quran, rise up and warn. And in another place he says, stand to pray by night, but not all night, half of it or a little less. Truly the rising by night is most potent for governing the soul and most suitable for framing the words. True, there is by day prolonged occupation with ordinary duties. We learn from this verse that God is telling the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, spend so much time in prayer at night that he would be too tired to carry out his duties to the community during the day. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, had no off days. He was busy every day. There are some Muslims who take Sunday as a day of rest. Sunday is no rest day. Sunday is a work day. Muslims have no rest day, not even Friday. God tells us that when we hear the call to prayer on Friday, leave off business and respond to the call to prayer. And when the prayer is over, go our many different ways back to productive work. And then, essentially, knocks on the conscience. The Muslim community should be a dynamic community raising up to every challenge. Call to prayer, the adhan, essentially means that which knocks on the conscience. It is designed to form, to get our awareness, to get our attention. We give the call 5 times daily to make the Muslims aware of their concerns. And our most important concern is to be worshippers of God, to respond to him as he ordered us. The Quran, Surah 73, Ayat 1 to 6, stand in prayer and night, best frame words. 1, O thou fallen incarnate. 2, stand to pray by night, but not all night. 3, half of it or a little less. 4, or a little more, and recite the Quran in slow, measured, rhythmic tone. Soon will we send down to thee a waking message. 6, truly the rising by night is most potent for governing the soul and most suitable for framing the words of prayers and praise. 7, truly there is for those by day prolonged occupation with ordinary duties. For Allah has brought back the truth through Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. And that truth is this, that it is night that feeds man's human nature, gives him that peace, that quietness necessary for him to see reality of his life better. There are some animals that can see in the dark. Some can see in the light. Some can see in both light and darkness. The human being can see in both the light and in the day. He can see in the day with his physical eye, but we see best in the night with our minds. When it is dark, we can think better. We can listen to the voices of the heart, conscience, and hear it better. We can find hidden answers that the daylight won't uncover, but in the night, we can find the hidden answers. In fact, even in the day, sometimes when we are thinking deep, we close our eyes. We like to turn the light off because it is better to help us to think a little better. God has said it. You will find the night conducive, very good for framing the right words. And isn't that the struggle of the intelligence, not to just come up with the idea, but to frame it in the right words so that the message can be passed on to others so they understand it? Many times you get an idea, but we can't pass it on to others because it is not in the right words. We can't make it plain. Music raised thinking ability. The Quran, Surah 73, Ayat 4. The Quran recites slowly, rhythmic tone. Now, on your job, working conditions, situation, they found that the workers that need the best maximum benefit from the environment to do their work, they're thinking on what is conducive to their requirement. They found that the making the place pleasant, its appearance and everything, the environment surrounding to the senses, the eyes, and by having music, low, not high, very melodious music, they find it raises the intelligence and the thinking ability of their workers. So this was recently reported, although they have been doing similar studies. So if they know this, why do they give us the message, all this sad stuff to shatter the brain? They don't love you. They care nothing for you. So we have to care something about ourselves. And if we go on and follow that stuff, we deserve better, whatever comes to us, we deserve what they give us. Quran slow recited brings out the intuitive light. Just one other thing I want to say to bring you to what we really should be looking at. That is the Quran that advanced over that supposed to be some new science they discovered. And in the Quran, 1,400 years of 1,400 years old, you are to read it and slow rhythmically so you can get the intelligence and the meaning for it. You speed it up and you won't get it. And at the same while you are having that time, you're having time to think about it and digest it. The slow music ritual, recital, of the Quran is bringing out the intuitive life, bringing it to the surface. The Quran, Surah 73, Ayat 5 to 6, weighty words sent down. Program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Blog Talk Radio. What did Allah promise to Muhammad? While he was revealing to him, he said, I'm going to teach you. God told him that. Some would say, yes, he was teaching him when he was giving him the Quran. Yes, but that's not all of it. No. He told Prophet Muhammad that he was going to send upon him a weighty word. And Allah says to Muhammad that he found him drooping, drooping meaning strained, under weight, a lot of weight on him. Didn't he? So when he received the first sign of revelation, go to his wife, burdened and strained. And she told him of an uncle who was a Christian and had knowledge of Scripture. He had no knowledge of Scripture. He was unlettered, so he had no knowledge of Scripture. He told him of that uncle. That uncle talked to her, and she talked to him. And didn't his burden begin to be a little lighter? So though we have already begun receiving revelation, it burdened him. Why? Because it is heavy and it's hard to stand for a man that's not educated. But God says he will educate him. And God educated him. You have a living proof of that, a proof in me. The Quran, Surah 74, Ayat 1 to 3, O ye and mental, arise and warn. The Quran, Surah 39, Ayat 39, work in your places. The Holy Quran guides us to common sense. It is a common sense message, although it contains very complex ideas. In the very beginning of the revelation to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, he was told by God, O you who are wrapped in your mental clock, stand up and warn the people. So God is going to give you a weighty word. Although the Quran appeals and directs us, the common sense is still has all of that it needed to satisfy the intellectual. But what am I trying to do? And this article is to try and make what Muslims should be doing here in the United States very simple and clear. God makes it very clear and simple in the Quran as to what Muslims should be doing. So when he says, work in your place, I am a worker, God is telling us in the above verse that he is not an idol God or a God at rest. Accordingly, Muslims don't believe in a status universe or a God that is resting. I'm not trying to address any deficiencies in anybody's religion. I just want to bring that message to you and hope that Muslims and others will appreciate what is being said to them by God, that he does not rest and that he never took a rest. The Holy Quran gives us an excellent description that is simple and clear of how God relates to his creation. It says, God, there is no God but he, the living, the self-subsisting, eternal. No slumber can seize him nor sleep. His all are things in the heavens and on earth. Who is there can intercede in his presence except as he permits? This verse tells us that God is active every moment of the day. There is not a single second during which he is not active in the wonderful work. Muslims have to believe that. If we believe that God took a rest, it will make us want to take a rest. And if all of us take a rest, we will be without anything. So Muhammad must also understand that though we have heard of Islam in the West, for the most part, it has been incorrectly presented. We need the true report on this religion, how it was revealed, the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, what it did to end the Dark Ages, how it brought the Arabs, who were steeped in ignorance and corruption, to the peak of civilization, where they became the beacon light of intellectual liberty for the human being. Al-Islam made possible the regeneration of scientific interest and scientific progress for the whole world. This is a fact of history. And if you don't believe what I am saying, all you have to do is study the medieval age and the influence of Al-Islam upon that period. The Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, began his mission. Most of the people were ignorant. In fact, it is referred to as the age of ignorance in Arabia, addressing the need to make the people literate. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, instituted a public program for educating all the people. Most of them could not read. He taught them to read the Quran. Education, an obligation on every male and female studied from the cradle to the grave. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Murad Speaks, Blog Talk Radio. Though the majority of Muslims born in America are literate in English, they are illiterate when it comes to the Arabic language. Therefore, if they are to get the great benefit of our holy book, they must study the Arabic language, and you should not think you are ever too old to study the Arabic language. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said that we are to gain knowledge, to become educated, and an obligation on every male and female born in the Muslim society. Furthermore, he said that the obligation to acquire knowledge is on the individual from the cradle to the grave. No matter how old you are, if you accept what he has given us, you feel an obligation to increase your knowledge. If you are not in school, you should return to school in some way or other. You should always remain students. You should die a student. That should be the commitment of every Muslim. The only way Muslims can be strong in Islam, Islamic knowledge, is to turn to the pure Islamic sources, such as the Quran, the Hadith literature, traditional to the Sunnah practices, and history of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Muslims must study the wisdom of the learned, companions of the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, and the wisdom of those learned imams which survived the early days of the Muslims and whose knowledge was passed on to us. You must study to learn that knowledge, and as you do, you will become strong in knowledge. There was a great man who once lived amongst the African-American race who said, "You will never become the equal of the white man until you strive to become equal to him in knowledge." I believe he left the African-American with a precious wisdom in that statement. However, to gain knowledge will not be enough. In fact, all that is within its human possibilities is not enough unless we also exercise that which is within our moral possibility, if it is the moral age or the moral commitment in man that will preserve and progress. We can join all of the, pardon me, we can learn all of the wisdom in the Quran, the wisdom in the textbooks or a college or a university, but if we lose our content of our moral life, we cannot go forward. The proof of how moral deficiency affects us in the whole of our life is by what we now see taking place in America today. Race stopped addressing race. Start addressing man, the Islamic religion was revealed for all people. As Muslims, we will have to appeal to our audience from a position other than that of a racial concern. Racial concerns are too small and narrow. We must stop addressing race and start addressing man. We have to stop designing our materials to appeal to just black. That is the indigenous African American. We have no desire our educational material, our books, our propagation, dawah material, to appeal to the universal man. This religion was revealed for all people, and that it is the spirit we must come into. We should not hesitate to carry the message of Islam to an Englishman, a Hispanic, an American Indian, or a Chinese, or to anyone, whatever his race, don't hesitate to carry it to him. Because in the spiritual situation that now exists in America, the lost, misplaced values and confused concern, everybody should be given an opportunity to hear and accept this religion. This is what we must believe. If you believe this is your heart, you will grow to be a strong people. The Quran Surah 7, Ayat 37 and 7, Ayat 31, pardon me, Ayat 7, 32 and 31. Cleanliness, clothes, clean, time, place of prayer. The Quran Surah 74, Ayat 1, prayer, or you wrapped up in a mantle, arise and warn. The Quran Surah 10, Ayat 16, prophet lived a lifetime amongst you. The Quran Surah 68, Ayat 4, prophet is on the excellent character. El Hadith, page 1663, and one, cleanliness is half the religion. El Hadith, page 1674 and 28, cleanliness is half the religion. Keep the environment, neighborhood clean. The prophet prayers and the peace be upon him is also told by God in the Quran, and make your personal environment clean. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the prophet. Muhammad prayers and the peace be upon him in the Quran. Knowing that the life of the prophet prayers and the peace be upon him was 40 years before he received any communication from God, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said of him for the whole period of 40 years, surely we have seen you on my foundation of character. He was already an excellent human being in the model of human life that the Creator wanted or intended for us. God did not have to tell Muhammad the prophet prayers and the peace be upon him, become a clean man. He told him to keep his environment clean, kept his environment clean, believe me. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say your private or personal environment clean? He is speaking through Muhammad prayers and the peace be upon him to us. And that will help us understand many things that God said to him is not because Muhammad prayers and the peace be upon him needed it. He is speaking through Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, to the general masses of people on this planet Earth, and especially those of his following, the Muslims, who follow him. Think about this. God says your environment, your immediate place where you have to live and take care of yourself and your family, keep it clean. Cleanliness is faith in your creation as God made. So you have heard the saying, cleanliness is next to godliness. Cleanliness is an expression of faith. So when you want to keep yourself clean, you don't like filth on you. That is an expression of faith. Faith in your creation as God made it. Faith in your creation in its best condition as God created it. It is an expression of faith, cleanliness. Meltileth Muklasina. Muklasina carried the logic to its conclusion. Devotion, religion is for God. So Muslims are supposed to see the logic and then take it to its logical conclusion. God speaks of the Muklis, referring to one person, Muklasina Lahudin. It is plural form of the word, referring to all of us. It means we are the ones who take the logic to its conclusion, and for God is the religion. Why does it say for God is the religion? Most of the people who take responsibility for giving to the people what God revealed to them to be to their religion, they make it a religion, their business, supporting them. Even the world has done this. The world has taken religion to be something that just support whatever it wants. If it's political, then it's political. If it's money, it is money. If it is show-off life, it is show-off life. Most of the people in religion are not representing and representing the life that God, the Creator, wants for us on this planet Earth. Most of the Muslims, too. I said most of the people. So most of the Muslims are not presenting and representing what the Creator, the real God, wants for human beings on this planet Earth. Their religion is a party time thing. Dress up and go out and feel good, flatter God with a whole lot of stuff, and go right back to your nasty life or to your cheating life, cheating on your wife, cheating on your family, cheating on your children because they obligate you. They have a right. Cheating on the neighborhood, society, cheating on the world. So cleanliness is the beginning of life. A neglected baby becomes a filthy man. So cleanliness is the beginning of life. It is in the nature of all new babies or new human life to dislike filth. The baby just came. The filth did not make any blisters. It did not hurt the skin at all. But the baby, the infant, is crying, letting mama know, I have filth on me. And if she ignores that baby, it will become a condition to live with filth on it, and we will have a filthy black man in the neighborhood. I'm talking to you mothers. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, where there are not decent women, there can be no decent men. The Quran, Surah 75, Ayat 1, Nefs Lawamah, self-accusing spirit. The intellectual being who has form and thinking person respond to intelligence rather than the emotion, self-accusing. You can look at yourself and judge yourself. The Quran, Surah 75, Ayat 2, self-accusing soul. So the second stage where reason prevails, characterized by inquiry to question. Those things and try to find deeper and more meaning that will satisfy our understanding, help us find a better state of mind and a better life. The path for life is a path for discovery, towards discovery. God has created us to use our intelligence to discover things like that little child. He will just make something fall just to see what is this, why it falls. I believe this stage is referring to with the expression self-accusing soul. So there is an expression in the development of the human soul called self-accusing soul. For those who speak Arabic next, lawamna, and the first impetuous one, next, la amara, self-accusing soul. So the Quran Surah 75, Ayah 2, next, lawamna, there was another one, second description given of these there are, is that a person is occupied with himself. You become occupied with your own self, with the human makeup, the human person. And it is called Neslewena. And the word Lewena means that this person is critical. People tend to be critical, and if you are not critical, then you tend to look for the problem. I use critical in the negative way or the negative sense. You tend to look for the good, for something to praise. So these two go together, because the critical person doesn't necessarily have to be looking for fault or necessarily be a fault finder. The critical person could be critical of something that unsuitable for human excellence to see. Romance period. But just the tendency to be tied up with just looking at the human person, admiring or holding the human being up in high merit or putting the human being down. That tendency can lead to many things, to hard-heartedness, coldness, where you don't value human persons as a human creation at all. And then it can go to the other extreme, where you are just immured by what you see in human beings. You fall in love. That was the Romance period of Rome and the old world. That was the Romance period where the artists were just all in love with the body of the human person. And that whole period for the Romance period is to show you that this tendency really rose to be a mark on history itself. Man interest in himself, or the human person interest in himself as a great human creation, and the Romance period was accompanied by those two, one putting the human being down, others putting him up. So contend with you. The Quran Surah 75, Ayah 2, soul and reproaching, soul that reproaches itself. The Quran Surah 75, Ayah 2, soul that reproaches itself. So that's nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that life for us, a life of struggle. There is something always contending with you, especially if you want to be right. There is something always contending with you, even your own nature, your own soul, the tendency in yourself. Netsin lewamaha, the critical person. Netsin mukmanaha, the person who is peaceful. The Quran, Surah 75, Ayah 2, the self-accusing soul. One person corrected me saying, Brother Imam, they were not formed in the stomach of their mother. He is being technical. Whatever you are talking about, where it is, in the leg, chest, or head, where it is, in the stomach, I guess he thought I meant in there where the bean soup goes. We know better than that. It has a special compartment where we know we see a big stomach. And sometimes we have to cut this to save the baby because the mother can't deliver it. So they have to give her an incision, take the baby out from the stomach. But when you look to find fault, it is easy. So the people are described in scripture, in many descriptions, but mainly those who look to find fault and those who look to find merit in people. Isn't that something? Scripture says seven eyes went out to find fault in people and seven went out to find merit. So this is the Bible. But in the Quran, it is Nafsin Lawamah, critical person, Nafsin Mutmainnah, the person who is peaceful and compassionate, like Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was. They say they do not know anywhere in the history where he got angry with anybody. He never railed at anybody. He never was harsh. The man is deserving of the position God gave him as a model for all people who believe in God in the last day. Bones are symbolic of the universe principle. The Quran, Surah 75, Ayah 3, does man think we cannot assemble his bones? The Quran, Surah 36, Ayah 78, who can give life to the dry bones? Ezekiel 3:10, prophecy upon those bones. We will continue this tomorrow, inshallah, at 7 p.m. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speak, for allowing us to come before you once again, and we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May Allah guide us and bless us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.